It's a rare day when one of the presidential candidates does not have a TV appearance scheduled. George Bush and Bill Clinton will be interviewed tonight on Primetime Live. Ross Perot declined to appear, then accepted, then declined. All three candidates are expected to be on a David Frost PBS special tomorrow night. TV critic David Bianculli says this has been some year for the electoral process and the media.
On Sunday, Ross Perot was on 60 Minutes, accusing the Bush campaign staff of blackmailing him into dropping out of the race. On Monday, Perot's live press briefing was on CNN, where he said he couldn't provide proof. On Tuesday, George Bush was on Today, calling the whole thing crazy. On Wednesday, Bill Clinton attacked Bush in very harsh terms on Today and Larry King Live. And already today, Bush has counterattacked Clinton on CBS This Morning. This saturation bombing of TV appearances is getting even heavier in these last days before the election. Perot was on Larry King Live tonight, and Bush gets equal time tomorrow night. Interest is so high out there in TV land that when interviewers can't get the candidates, they've begun to interview other interviewers. Today on Good Morning America, Charlie Gibson interviewed David Frost, who actually brought along a clip of his interview with Perot from tomorrow night's PBS special, like he was plugging a movie or something.
He's not talking now about whether he'll run, as some people think, in 96, and I asked him what his first line of his inaugural might be and so on, but I mean, he says he's going to win.
Well, we have that clip, I know, from the show, and as long as you've mentioned it, let's take a look at that clip from the program and from the interview. Ross Perot with David
Frost. And so you're running to win.
Absolutely. Anybody that knows me would know that.
Right. And how many states?
Things have gotten so wild and crazy that the questions, as well as the people asking them and the shows on which they're being asked, are different this year. Here's Katie Couric on the NBC Today show yesterday, posing a question to Clinton.
Governor Clinton, since we were on the subject of Ross Perot, this is kind of a wacky question, but what the hey, it's been a wacky political year. This is from me. This week on Larry King, Cher, who apparently is helping to shape political discourse in the country along with everyone else, said that her idea of heaven would be a Clinton pledge to give Perot a top economic job. Do you foresee any place for Ross Perot in your administration if you're elected?
Well, you know, I've gone out of my way not to promise a position to anybody. I expect to have Republicans and independents in my administration along with Democrats. I want people with
The 1992 race has been different from the very beginning, and it's shifting almost daily. Perot has conducted most of his campaign under fairly controlled circumstances, official debates, and his own paid political infomercials. But now that he's gotten so much bad press after his 60 Minutes disclosure, Perot is ready and willing, though probably not eager, to sit still for the likes of David Frost. Clinton, who during most of the campaign covered all the ground from MTV and Arsenio to Donahue and Nightline, has cut back a bit lately. He's done enough to remain visible, but not so much that he has increased his chances of messing up. But as the race has tightened, Clinton will have to loosen up and get out even more. And Bush, who used to avoid confrontational interviews as a matter of policy, had little choice but to dive in and hope for the best. And even he had to be surprised and invigorated by how well he's been doing. Take, for example, an exchange he had Tuesday on the Today Show during a fairly tough session with Bryant Gumbel.
You know as well as I do, in baseball, when the team doesn't perform, you don't fire the whole team, you fire the manager.
That's right.
Why should the American people do otherwise?
Well, let's think of some other analogy. Let's think of some analogy.
Didn't like that one?
Or how about Lasorda? He didn't have a particularly good year, but he's a damn good manager. Tommy Lasorda.
But they're not
he'll
firing the team there either.
Well, he'll be back, but the people will have, there may be some changes on the team, but the manager will be back because he's earned the confidence of the team and the people, and everyone knows he's a good manager. So how about that? And hey, fast thinking, Brian.
Not bad. Rightly.
TV critics, like politicians, spend a lot of time dumping on the media. But in this political year, the media deserve a lot of credit. TV learned its lesson in 1988, and it's worked all season to educate viewers about the politics behind the political images, the misrepresentations in the political ads, and the manipulations behind the photo opportunities. TV has worked hard to find a better way to stage TV debates, and people have watched them in record numbers. Finally, and most important, TV opened up the landscape and got candidates to appear on morning shows, primetime news magazines, cable talk shows, and everywhere in between. Politics on TV has never been like this before, but I've got news for you. It worked so well from the point of view of the candidates, the media, and especially the people, it'll always be this way again.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post and author of Teleliteracy, Taking Television Seriously.